Welcome to the Circle Sessions featuring the Circle of Experts. Each week, one of the Circle of Experts joins me to talk about some critical aspects of growing your podcast. We focus on marketing, social media, monetization, and website design to help you implement all of these together. The Circle of Experts are Yasmin Robles from Robles Designs, Tanisha English-Amamu of TJE Communications, and on the Idea Guy, I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy from Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. This week, Tanisha is here with the Circle of Experts. Tanisha's on a mission to help small businesses level the playing field through digital marketing solutions. Tanisha, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
We can't avoid talking about AI in every episode. Isn't that funny
right.
That even just the short amount of time, but the long amount of time we've been doing podcasts and episodes together. I mean, I remember the introduction of the AI concept.
Yeah.
Talking about, hey, what's this going to happen? What's going to happen here with all of us, all of the Circle of Experts, really? So it's really not that old, but it's been now a long time in technology years, software years.
Yes.
You know, so and AI's evolved just like we've been evolving with AI. We wanted to talk about using AI to stay productive, and I think AI has really proven to be a nice companion, that unpaid intern for being productive. So let's talk a little bit about what you're thinking about. How do you stay productive using AI in your world? Some examples.
Yeah, and I'm sure some may remember my skepticism about AI and, you know, thinking of movies like iRobot and kind of being scared, still scared of that. However, I have been using AI to stay productive and kind of streamline my workday, as well as the podcast that I'm working on as well. And so, you know, one of the things that was really cool, this was actually something my business coach taught me how to do, was I created an executive assistant ChatGPT. Was something that we did in my coaching program with my business coach. And one of the things that I do every week is I take a screenshot of my calendar, and then I list out all of the other tasks that are not necessarily on the calendar, kind of list them out like, okay, here's my calendar, but I need to create 3 content calendars. I need to schedule a meeting with this person. I need to return this person's call. Like, how can I fit all of this into my schedule, but I don't want to task switch? So I don't want to go from content calendar to email to another content calendar. Like, I just want to like organize how I need to get all this stuff done. And by doing that, the chat will kind of spit back at me like, okay, based on your open time slots on your calendar, here is the days and times that you should do all of these things and in this order so that you can be more efficient. And I'm like, wow. Cool, I'll just do that. This was actually last night as well. I kind of did a brain dump of everything that I have going on this week. I wasn't really sure how to organize it. So I'm just like, look, I have to do this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. Can you just put this in order and organize it for me? Created a whole list. And then I'm like, okay, well, tweak this or add this, remove that. That can be a secondary task. This is more primary. And I was able to do that to really get a full to-do list of everything that I should do based on priority. Through ChatGPT.
Wow.
And that has been so great for me. Like, sometimes, and I'm sure other business owners can relate, you just have so many things that you need to do. You know, you got that phone call you got to return, or that meeting you need to set up, and it can be hard to just remember everything. And also be able to create your to-do list in a way that's organized. And so that has been something for me that has helped to keep me on task and to keep me on track with all the different projects and things that I have going on.
Wow, exactly. That's interesting. So when you speak to the AI, are you having a conversation with the AI when you're revising, or are you just kind of giving directives to it? I mean, I've heard people kind of say, that's nice, thank you, but this is, you know, to really say
yes,
that like it's a person.
I definitely talk to my AI
Do you?
Like
okay.
it's a person, because one, when AI attacks us, I want them to remember me as someone who was nice to them.
Okay. So
So
you're going for
I'm
the
not
apocalypse
rude. I
situation.
say good
Okay.
morning.
I
How are
gotcha.
you? Awesome. Can you please? I always say, can you please help me? Can you please re Hey, that's me.
I
Okay,
love it.
that's
I
how
love
I
it.
do it. So yes, I do talk to it like a person, and it talks to me back. So for my Black Woman in Biz podcast that you helped me with, kind of getting the audio and stuff, because of the way that podcast is structured, when I go into that channel to help, get questions, it'll be like, "Hey, girl, here's your questions." I'm
Oh
like,
my
"Thanks, girl." So yeah, we're friends. We're
That's
friends,
funny.
and yeah, definitely saying my please and thank yous for sure.
So that's so funny because I've not gotten to that direction yet to be nice. I mean, I'm not being a jerk with the AI. I mean, it's not that. I'm just kind of a direct command, kind of saying, please rewrite this. And I don't even put do please. I don't even do that. Just rewrite this. I need this and that sort of thing. So I probably, you're gonna survive. I'll be the
I'm
first one to
good.
get mowed
Yeah,
down. It's like, we
I'm
remember you. You were not nice to us.
good.
But
You're
I
right.
never complained. That's so
Yeah.
funny. But I've heard
But you
people
know,
talk
I
about
feel
that.
like more than anything, even if I'm just like a crazy conspiracy theorist and that would never happen, I feel like if you talk to your AI how you speak, then it can learn you and how you want things to be written. So if you are a more like directive person, then it will, create things for you that is, straight to the point. For me, I think I'm a little more like a little more loose, a little more business casual. So I think that it's kind of learning that and picking up on how I would write something. Versus how somebody else might write it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now I've heard all the way to the extreme of some people talking about that they've through their work they're actually told to replicate themselves in AI, which I think is kind of scary. That they're teaching them you that, which I to me I don't even understand the end run of that. It's like, well, wait a minute. If you want me to teach the AI, our business AI, me. Are you looking to fire me down the road? I don't even understand that piece to it. It's almost to the Google's Notebook LM kind of feel to it. That where it'll have its own 10-minute, 9-minute conversation on a topic that you feed it, and it spits out a podcast for you, sort of feel, to a certain degree. But it's that, yeah. To me, I guess AI doesn't have to have that much personality. And once it's out there, it's kind of like it's out there. You are out there now. Really, I don't know. You're right there. I think there are still some scary pieces to this, but I think your
Oh,
approach,
yeah.
the approach you've talked about, using it, to stay productive, but also, thinking about how we're going to, in the future, integrate it into how we look at marketing. How have you looked at it so far, and what successes have you had with your marketing effort? Not necessarily that it does the marketing for you, or it creates marketing campaigns, but how are you using it to kind of generate ideas around marketing, I guess?
Yeah, so I've definitely used it to help come up with themes that I can kind of build on. I mean, even with everything that I've done so far, and maybe I'm still just new to it, but I've always, there's never anything that's been spit out that's exactly what I was looking for. So at least it can, for me, it's gotten me to a point where it's like, yeah, this is what I was thinking, but I just needed to like formulate it a little better. Now I can take this and build on top of it. So it has helped me foundationally coming up with themes and coming up with, like what's another word for this, or how can I say this, but I want it to sound in this tone or more formal, less formal. So it's helped me in that way for sure.
Yeah. Okay. And you've gotten yours to stop saying the word delve and dive.
Yeah, so far.
Have you? Good for you,
So
man.
far.
So it must be the be nice to it. That might be it.
Yeah, you
Maybe
gotta be
I just you got to
nice.
be nice, and they'll stop using the word delve into and dive into and that sort of thing. Okay. I'll have to think about that because I'm so tired of that
But
word.
another thing too that does help, actually my business coach had us to take personality tests. and upload that into your like custom chat GPT.
Really?
And which I was kind of like, but I feel like that kind of helps too. For it to like the more personalized you can get without like I haven't told, the AI my address or my phone number or
Right.
things like that. But I have given details about my personality, about me, and how I want the information returned to me as I put it in. And I feel like that has helped. So, if you're able to, get a little more personalized as far as like if you want them to change a word, say that instead of you copy and pasting it and then change it yourself, or it's
Right.
not going to learn that you don't want that word used. But also, I feel like, and I don't want to get anybody fired, but if my boss told me to do that, I would do that to an extent. Like I would give
I know.
just enough, but those things that only you know, I wouldn't share that
Yeah.
information. Like I
Yes.
wouldn't, I think it's okay if you want to like use AI to come up with like a base format of like a communication strategy for your client, but though the way that you connect the dots, the way that you come up with, okay, here's the strategy and here's the tactic and how you really get, into that, I wouldn't give that information because that's for you. That's information that you have learned. And we were talking about this earlier about, the future of AI and marketing and will that completely eliminate marketers? And I think at this point, no. Could it potentially happen? Maybe. But with any system, you still need a human to make sure that the system is working properly. I mean, there's no system or tech out there that completely runs on its own 100% of the time. If something gets broken, it takes a human to go in there and figure out, okay, what happened? Why is this off sync? Oh, this plug came unplugged. Great. Like you're still gonna need that, but I think there are ways to at least be able to foundationally start using it to help you kind of enhance what you're already doing.
Have you been using the free level of the AI then to accomplish what you've been doing?
So I've been using the paid level. I think it's like 20 something. I think maybe like $20 a month. So I have been using the paid one. But I still believe that you could accomplish a lot with the free version as well. Even just the task of like, here's my calendar, here's everything I have going on, like help me kind of put this in order. I think that's something that we can all do. Especially for podcasters, if you have a laundry list of things that you got to do to prepare for, I mean, for me, it's like preparing for the season launch or an episode launch where you can just here's all the things, like how can I like be more efficient or what things should I consider adding to this list that maybe I haven't thought about yet.
Yeah, I think some of that is, I agree. I think it's the general laying out a formula sort of thing doesn't necessarily have to be the latest and greatest that's available on the internet. It's just generating, here's a successful game plan to be able to get you through. Because like you said earlier too, you're probably going to tweak it. You're going to see it kind of going, yeah, that makes sense. And I love these ideas, but here that isn't going to work. You know, that sort of thing. But at least at you're 75, 80% there. That's huge. And for me, I you know, for the production and staying productive and saving time, I've used Summarize. I summarize a lot of stuff. I see things and it's summarize this, summarize that. That helps tremendously, or rewrite a press
That has
release
been
so I
helping
understand it
me even in
hugely.
Gmail. Gmail or Google has the Gemini where it like summarizes an email. Like even just little things like that can just help us be more efficient.
I think yes, exactly. You know, and I've done the compare and contrast. Okay, after it's summarized, read both. Is it missing something key? And it really isn't. It's just reworking it and possibly rewriting it a little bit better versus a press release form that, you know, has to be wordy sort of thing. But it kind of gets down to the nuts and bolts. But that's probably been the best use so far for me of just summarizing and knowing, okay, these are the talking points from this that, like you said, it could be used for a podcast episode or a blog that I have in mind. It's like, okay, I need to touch on these points. Those are really good here, and that's summarized there. Then I just need to expand and bring my brain power into it here, and that sort of thing. So I think there are some really good productivity tools with AI just to kind of go in and play without giving away your soul. Like,
Yes. Yes.
of that scariness, I understand too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If a listener wants to kind of pick your brain about other things that you've been doing, or maybe they have an idea that they hear the episode and kind of, oh, I need to tell her I've done this. How can they get a hold of you?
Yes, please. I would love to hear all of the ways that you are, but I don't want to. If you're being mean to your AI, we can't digitally connect, because then they'll know that we talked. But you can find me at my website, tjecommunications.com, schedule a consultation, and yeah, let's talk.
Yeah, do the same with me as well too. I'd love to hear how you're utilizing AI with your podcast planning and overall as well too, because I think there's some good tools as well as how you're using AI for the support of it, whether it's marketing and or you have to use the transcript and putting in AI and what you're using and what are the best prompts that you've been using, because everybody's got their really cool. I'm seeing a ton of great customized prompts that just I see them out going, oh, that's a great idea, because they've taken the time to play, and sometimes I just don't have the time for the rabbit hole play. So it's one of those, yeah, it's borrow ideas. There's nothing wrong with that idea. But if you've got some good prompts that you've worked with your podcast, I'd love to hear and talk to you about it too. Go to my website, my calendar website, mypodcastguy.com. I'd love to talk to you. Thanks for joining me again. Appreciate it, Tanisha.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. See you next time.
Yes.